Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of boina, of building on Shabbos. So the halacha is that when it comes to building on Shabbos, you don't have to build an entire structure in order to be chayim of the issa of boina. Even if you do a little bit of it, a little bit of the binyan, you finish off a binyan, or even part of a binyan, that's also an issa deraisa of boina on Shabbos. Therefore, someone has a hole in the wall, and he closes up the hole, he's chayim because of boina. Another example would be, he has a door. And the door is already fully functional, opens and closes, but it's missing the door handle. And I add the door handle to a door knob to the door. The halacha is that that's an issa deraisa of boina. And even if you only screw in one screw, and it's not finished being screwed in, there's still an issa of boina. If you just put it in loosely and it's not attached, so then some say it's only also midrabanan. And why is it also midrabanan? Because the gzeira, you might come to screw it in. But I saw in the Sefer Kavitz Halachas that he held, in such a case, if it's so loose it falls right out, it might even be mutter. But you definitely should be machmir and not add a doorknob or a door handle, even loosely, to a door on Shabbos, because that's the issa of boina. And the same applies to, let's say you see a beam of your shed is a little bit out of place, you want to push it back into place on Shabbos. You're not doing much, you're not knocking a nail, you're not cementing it in, you're just pushing it back into place. That's also considered a partial binyan, and that's chayav shem boina on Shabbos. The same thing, you want to knock a nail into the wall. You want to hang a picture, so you knock a nail into the wall. That's also binyam, adding a nail to the wall. It's moisval binyam, adding a nail to the wall. That's an issa deraisa of binyam. The shaila is, what about a suction cup? It works with vacuum. You want to have a hook to hang up towels. There's a suction cup. You want to suction it to the wall in order to hang up towels. Is that mutter or asa on Shabbos? So in the Arkos Shabbos it says, vav plastic amasadik alakira ide hiduk vacuum, and even if it's not there a long time, only for a few hours, it's still usher to put on the suction cup on Shabbos. What about a magnet? You want to put a magnet on a refrigerator, which could be considered karka, because it's very big. We'll talk about that in later shiurim. Anything very big, it's still the same thing like mechuba lekarka. So you want to put a magnet on a fridge, and you want to hold up some papers. I'm allowed to put that magnet on the fridge on Shabbos. So the Arkos Shabbos says, that's mutter. It says, magnet hamatsumit mekarer v'tachtov munochem neyoros, papers ain't isolized zero like zero. It's not also to take it off and on. Aim is ever lechas boina. But interesting, the Shirushvah's Kilchasa says that even a magnet is also. He says, os lahatz meidah lekir or leluach meidah, is you can't put something on the wall with tape or with anything sticking or even with a magnet. He says, I cannot put something on a refrigerator on Shabbos if you keep it there for a while. That's the Mishmash Shabbos Chos is. Bukhari, you can make like the Archa Shabbos that a suction cup is Aser, and the Lach will be is a magnet will be Mutter. Interesting, the Kavitz Halachas, which is Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer, he tines that even a suction cup is Mutter, because he says that that cannot be bottled to the wall. It's not the way I add to a binyan. Usually I add to a binyan with something with a nail, something with a very strong application, very strong, I stick it very strongly, and with a suction cup, it's not so strong, and therefore he holds that it's not an issa of binyan, so he's got a mat there, a suction cup. But l'chayr, yesh l'hachmer, that a suction cup will be usher to put onto the wall on Shabbos to hang up a tally on a suction cup, that will be usher, and a magnet, l'chayr, yuki mekel, first of all, Darko Shabbos says it's mutter, and Rishon Kanetsky and others say that a magnet, since it's made to come on and off, and it doesn't really stick very strongly, it'll be mutter on Shabbos to stick the magnet to the refrigerator.